And, of course, the number one story I'm sure all of you will know, because if you've been listening to the Bear Brief for any length of time, the first story from the AP is always going to be about what the quote-unquote impeachment, even though Professor Turley, we're getting breaking news, you can hear, you can see it in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Professor Turley just testified that there is a lack of evidence to impeach Trump, and instead an abundance of anger, which would lower the standard for impeachment in the future, creating a dangerous precedent. In other news, Professor Turley was just wheeled out of the hearing for being mentally insane, because he does not have the Orange Man bad syndrome. But what this is the House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing quickly burst into partisan infighting Wednesday as Democrats charged that President Donald Trump must, remember, he must be removed, but they took an 11-day vacation last week. Or they took an 11-day vacation over the holiday. But remember, he must be removed. Then why'd you guys go on vacation? Because we must go on vacation first. But remember, President Trump must be removed for enlisting foreign interference in U.S. elections. And Republicans angrily retort that there was no grounds for such drastic action. Because there isn't. Okay, this is it's almost becoming, and I guess that's what the AP strategy is, because these people that work at the AP, they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. They're just like the rest of the legacy media. Don't get confused. So when they try to push these things, remember that it's in their interest because they hate the bad orange man. So when they say, oh, well, the Republicans say there's no grounds to prove it, but we can, I'm going to quote this Democratic person, or there was one video floating around the Twitter, which you can follow us at Veritas Radio Net. That's the official Crusade channel handle. And mine is Barrett Brief, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-B-R-I-E-F, where this guy with a terrible haircut says hi, like, well, hi is the most important part because it emphasizes crimes and misdemeanors. And hi means it's a connected to the, and everybody else is sitting around this guy being like, how in the hell did you become a professor? Because you sound like a moron. And they're just twisting it, and they're modifying the language however they need to in order to get their point across. 844-527-8723. The second thing, so that's it. Obviously, it's always going to be impeachment. It's always going to be Orange Man bad. That's going to be the even when Trump leaves office, they'll still lead. That's twofold. A, they have Trump derangement syndrome, and B, it is something called the Trump bump, meaning that if you put Trump in your headline, people will click on it, and you get increased ratings. It's a fact. The second thing that the AP wants you to know, split-screen moment for Trump at NATO amid impeachment probe. President Donald Trump shattered the professed NATO unity as leaders gathered Wednesday on the 70th anniversary of the landmark alliance, calling one leader two-faced, another nasty, and holding an exclusive gathering for only the organization's top defense spenders. I think it's very funny that the AP forgets to mention that Trudeau is on tape, on video. You have Trudeau, you have the childless loser Emmanuel Macron, you have Boris Johnson all huddled around at their little cocktail hour, making fun of the person who goes on way too long in their press conferences. And this is the same Justin Trudeau who curls up into the fetal position every time Trump walks into the room. So it just shows you this guy's a soy infused loser. So I think it's very interesting that the AP, once again, why do they do that, everybody? Simple, because they want to make the orange man look bad. Trump's calling people nasty and two-faced. What about these other people? Oh, because they didn't do it in front of a public microphone, they're better? That's one of the things you're never going to beat Trump on. Okay, Trump doesn't have to run to a back room with all his buddies and all of them giggle. Hee hee hee. Oh, he's such a bad guy. Hee hee hee. And I'll talk about this more in the next segment because I don't want to give it all away. But it's just foolish. And also, the fact that he calls you Two-Face is probably the nicest thing you're going to get. Because now he has that in his back pocket for whenever you screw up, Trudeau. And he's just going to blast you through the wall. So I hope your little giggle fest was worth it. And I'll talk about that more in the next segment here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. The last live or radio station standing. Of course, the next story is about... we'll do the summary here. Several world leaders, including Canada's Justin Trudeau, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Britain's Boris Johnson, seem to have been caught in an unguarded exchange on camera, apparently gossiping about the U.S. president's behavior. And I know there's a lot of people that are like, this is outrageous! This is outrageous! And folks, this is politics. No matter who your favorite quote-unquote politician is, outside of probably Trump, and Trump probably does it too, but... The thing about Trump is he'll say the same thing in front of a mic as he will away from a mic. They all do this. They all scurry to their little back rooms and they all make fun of people like you and me and the plebs and all of that stuff. So I'm not shocked that these guys giggle and gossip like a bunch of teenage schoolgirls. That doesn't shock me. I'm shocked that you people were stupid enough to do it near camera. That's the thing. Like the fact that you've now given Trump Boris Johnson, when you need Trump's help. So, I heard you were sitting there with little Justin Trudeau. Huh? It was funny when Trudeau was talking? Okay. That's fine. It's fine. I don't know. Maybe we don't help you out either.